Welcome, everybody. Whether live or listening to playback, thank you for coming together today for the Shamanism Without Borders call to action, tending to immediate, time-sensitive situations that are causing disruption or suffering to humanity, to animal and plant life, or to our Mother Earth. Today, our topic will be love our neighbors. My name is Lally, and I'm the administrator for Shamanism Without Borders, or SWB, a global response network of the Society for Shamanic Practice. For more information, go to shamanicpractice.org/SWB. Let's get started. For those who are joining us live, please remain muted. Once the tending starts, Vicky's altar image will be displayed for the duration of the drumming. And then upon closing, we'll stop the recording and open the space up for those who'd like to share or ask questions. We welcome to the call SWB community leader Vicky Snyder Young, who will talk a bit more about this call to action, then lead us through an SWB process to see how we can be of service. Welcome, Vicky.
Hello, how are you? I hope everyone's doing well. So we are here today to tune into love and to tend to all of our relatives. And let me change my view. Hold on. Yep. So to send out love, compassion, healing, whatever it is that we're going to find out when we go into our journey, what it is that we need to know or what we can offer to the world, our neighborhoods, wherever the world is in desperate need of love and for a higher vibration. So I thought this is a great thing that we can do, and to have power of love is so important. So I'm going to first, I'm not sure how many people who have done this before or not done it. I don't see everyone, but just the ones that I can. You raise your hand if you've never done this before, this kind of attending. Okay, so I'll just briefly let you know that I'm going to open the directions, then I will walk you through an exercise to kind of get into neutrality, where you can then be free and clear to journey. I will drum, and you just go where you need to go. So where you usually go for your journeys, and you ask if this is yours to tend to, and then if it is, you just do that tending. And then when I do the fast call back, you just come back, and then after that we'll have a discussion. So okay, so first to open up. Oh, I know. So I'm gonna first smudge. So if you have a candle near you can light that. If you have sage, you can, or any other kind of medicine, plant medicine spray, whatever it is, and smudge yourself. And if not, I will intend that my smudge is coming to you. So just clearing yourself with that medicine, just letting that take away anything that you don't need to be holding on to in this space for our journey and tending. Okay. So I'm going to start in the east. So if you'd like, you can follow along. If you have a rattle, a drum, anything you'd like to do to make this your ceremony as well. But to the east, I call on Wobbin, Golden Eagle. Come and bring your medicine and your teachings today to this wonderful gathering as we tend to our relatives of all kinds. Since we're all related, we ask to be shown with your view, with your eyes, what needs tending, what needs healing, what needs loved, what needs to be risen, help to have to rise, to bring that energy up. We ask to show us for our journey. and that you bring in your teachings of wisdom, illumination, and clarity into the South. Shanadisi Coyote, I ask that you come and surround this circle, this wonderful circle, this gathering, and show us the way to growth, trust, and love. And to the West, Mudjikewis, Great Grizzly Bear, come and protect this space, this container where we all are coming together and bringing our energies. Help us with your experience, introspection, and strength, and help us to see beyond fear and to come from that place of love. And to the North, Waboose, Great White Buffalo, come and bring your medicine and your teachings of cleansing, renewal, and purity, helping to bring joy to the world, helping those to see what they need to see so that they can be of service, calling on all of the ancestors and elders to be with us, to show us the way, to help us, guide us, and to keep us in that high vibration of light, lightness and joy and love, and letting go of any fears that we have, and helping others to let go of fear and to be that lighthouse for others, showing them the way. Mother Earth, we gather for the honoring of all of your children, all of our relatives. We are all related, and we thank you for bringing us all together. Grandmother Moon, Father Sky, Star Nations, thank you for bringing us all into this world and to do the work that we need to be of service so that we can have a deeper connection to you and to all those that are on our path. Thank you for shining down on us and showing us the way. And I also want to invite in the polar bear and the hawk, the Shamanism Without Borders guardians and keepers, and that they all join us as we journey today. Okay, so the container is open, and what I'd like you to do now is to get comfortable. I'm going to walk you through a breathing exercise and a little bit of a visualization, opening your central light channel, which is I also practice Sekhum healing, and it's all about love, all love. So we're going to open our channel up, come to neutrality, and then be able to send that love out, bringing that light in. So just get comfortable. I will then go right into drumming after we're done with this exercise, and then you can do your journey. So everyone comfortable? You know, close your eyes and just take some nice breaths in and out. And if you'd like, you can even maybe just put your hand gently on your heart, letting that your chest fill up with air and release. Just feeling that heartbeat and that chest space opening up to the love. And just breathing in and up from your lungs, through your shoulders, to the top of your head, and then just breathing out all the way down to your feet. And just do that for a little bit so you can settle in, just letting go, feeling safe and secure where you're sitting. Just breathing in and up from the lungs, through the shoulders, to the top of the head, and breathing out all the way down to the bottom of the feet. Just let that go. Imagine that you're creating a flow of energy up and down. And there's a column, the central light column that runs down the middle of your back, from your head down to your feet, through your chakras. Just keep breathing, letting it flow. Breathing in and out, and just imagine that column opening it up, just by gently breathing, focusing your intention on that central light column. It's going to open it up, and just picture your feet standing firmly on the earth. Standing firmly on the earth, sending that column and that energy down, down through the earth, imagining that your feet are roots going down to the center of the earth, and just anchoring it there. And now just imagine that column extending up. Up through your head, all the way up, sending it all the way up through the celestial realms and anchoring it there. Just imagine that column connected to Earth, Mother Earth, and the highest heavens. And the energy just flowing up and down through that channel. And just say silently to yourself, all love. Just silently repeat that over and over, allowing your heart to expand with the love, that light channel, just filling with love. Just going up and down, and it's spilling out all throughout your body. Just imagine that your heart is just full of love as we go into the journey, getting yourself into that place that you start all of your journeys. Okay. So is everyone back? Welcome back. Okay. So thank you all for doing this journey. What I'd like to do is, I'm stepping out of my comfort zone right now, but I'm going to sing, which I'm like the world's worst singer, but there's a song that has been shared with me from one of my teachers, Wind Daughter from the Bear Tribe, and it's just about love. And it's very simple, so I'd like to share that with you. And as you're coming back, if you want to write any notes about your journey, do that. But just again, staying in that place of love in the heart. Love, 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 love. People, this is our calling. Love your neighbor as yourself, for spirit loves all. Love, 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 love. People, this is your calling. Love your neighbor as yourself, for spirit loves all. Love, 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 love. People, this is our calling. Love your neighbor as yourself, for spirit loves all. So, just a great way to kind of keep that love in your heart, and for us to remember that it is about loving our neighbors. And that we are all related. So if we're sending love to them, love comes back, and it's just that circle. So I'll close the directions and then we can go into sharing. And I'd like to really thank the directions, which I didn't honor them as I open them up, but I'm going to honor them as I close. With the nations of the colors of the medicine wheel. So I'd like to honor the Red Nation in the east. In the south, I'd like to honor the Yellow Nation. In the west, I'd like to honor the Black Nation. And in the north, I'd like to honor the White Nation. May we all come together and know that we are all related, and to put down our weapons, which could be our words, our actions, our thoughts, our feelings, not necessarily physical weapons. Put down our weapons and come from the heart and send our love to one another. Differences, agreements, whatever. It's all about love, and for us to remember that, that we are chosen. All of us here today have been chosen to spread love, called, and it's our duty to serve spirit in that way. And to be given that privilege is just amazing. And I thank you all for sharing that with each other and with me and Shamanism Without Borders and whoever else will be listening. Thank you for coming and bringing your energy. And I thank all of the guardians and keepers for bringing us all together and for us to remember that we may be in different places, different times, but we are all related. We are all one. Metequiosin. And the container is closed. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Vicki. I'll go ahead and turn off the recording so we can share in private.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you to everyone who shared their journeys on the live call and for everyone joining in on the recording. Thank you to Vicki for guiding us through the process of Love Our Neighbors. Thank you for joining us for the Shamanism Without Borders call to action. Many blessings to you, your loved ones, and communities. Thank you.